It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. We welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart, brought to you by Gable Insurance and Financial Services. And joining us this morning, it is Kathy Steffes. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. I'm back. Larry took a vacation this week and finally had some R&R going on for himself.
Good for
him.
Well
needed, well deserved. And so he'll be back on Monday back in the office, or Tuesday, I should say. Tuesday,
huh? Yeah. So don't call on Monday.
No, you can call.
You can call you.
We've got people to back up. We've got a team behind him, so we're going to be fine.
That's good. This is the 17th. You've got webinars coming up really, really, really soon.
We do. We have them every third Tuesday of the month. The next one coming up is April 20th. We have a couple of times for people to choose from, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. So again, April 20th. They can register online at Gable, GOEBELINS.com, or call our office at 921-7526. I'll repeat this information at the end again so that people that want to write this down or make a note of it or share whatever, they'll have another opportunity.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, today you said you wanted to talk about people turning 65 and who maybe want to know what their Medicare options are. Why don't you share with the listeners how you make Medicare easier to understand?
Easy for you to say, Jerry.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not so easy to understand either. That's why you exist.
Well, here we go, because that's a perfect lead-in, because as tongue-tied as you were with that little sentence there, it's more than tongue-tied when we get our information in the mail. We're inundated with a lot of mail, a lot of email, a lot of phone calls. Most of it will contain very conflicting information, and we do get a lot of calls, a lot of questions on this, and it's almost daily. What is important for people to remember is that Medicare is not a cookie cutter. It's not an outline for everyone turning 65. We all don't fit into that mold because everyone is different, and we do say that repeatedly, but it's true. Having turned 65 a few years ago myself, I know firsthand about that email, and I continue to receive it. So if you think once you turn 65, you're not going to get it anymore, you'll continue to get it probably forever.
Yeah, sort of like robocalls. They never stop.
They don't.
At the webinars, though, you do talk about Medicare. What kind of topics do you discuss at the webinars?
Well, again, on that third Tuesday, and I want to point out, Jerry, that those webinars have a total cost of zero. It's free. Anybody can come, no cost to you. But we do talk about Obamacare and Social Security in addition to Medicare. And one of the things that we cover specifically are the Medicare ABCs, which is Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D.
Hmm.
I know.
Medicare's alphabet soup.
It is called that, and it's very confusing. When I explain it to people, it takes a couple of times because it is confusing. It's confusing for me to say it, let alone try and explain it and have people understand. I don't want anyone to feel confused or upset that they're not catching on, because I had to actually learn this myself at the time. Part A is hospital, and Part B is doctor. But Part C combines, here we go, A, B, and D, which is for drugs. So you can see, like, oh, we have A and B, all of a sudden we've got C, and that's including, it's including A, B, and D. That is very confusing. So when we meet with people, we do go through all of this, and we go through it very slowly and simply, and we give a thorough explanation of how these things work. So some of the questions that we cover during the webinars, though, include, are you turning 65 and already receiving Social Security? Because if that answer is yes, you will automatically be enrolled into Medicare.
Hmm.
And people don't know that. Sometimes they'll say, I tried to apply, and it said I couldn't go any further. Well, when we look into it, then we find out that, oh, well, you're collecting Social already, so you are automatically enrolled. So that's, you know, something that people aren't aware of.
So those would be, what, people that took it early on at age 62, or disability,
correct,
Social Security? And those would be the two main options, right?
Correct. Yep. Some people want to retire early. And again, with Obamacare, people say, oh, I want to retire early, but I can't. I need the health insurance. That's where Obamacare comes in, and mm-hmm. we help them through that process. And I just had a very close friend, actually, was going to retire in 2 years. Guess what? She's retiring in 2 weeks. This coming Friday is her last day. So, yes, if they retire early or start collecting at 62, they will automatically then be enrolled into Medicare A and B.
2 years to 2 weeks.
Right, right.
That's so, a big difference.
I know, it's a little off topic, but it's so exciting because she texted me and said, hey, I'm having my retirement party. Why don't you come? So we do more, you know, we go above and beyond what the norm is for helping people. We actually do do an extensive interview with people to find out where they're at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it does play into Medicare, and all these components play into it because it's all about planning. So we help people with enrolling into Medicare almost daily. Again, anyone with any questions on these things, we do encourage them to call us so that they can be correctly directed through this maze of information and rules.
Well, knowing a little bit about the rules that you've talked about here and in the past, people must appreciate what you do, because to try to navigate that road by yourself, that's mm-hmm. like driving today without GPS.
Mm-hmm. It is. And a map and a roadmap that's inaccurate, because the roadmap of inaccuracy is the information you receive from your friends, from your relatives, from your coworker. I'm on this. My mother's on that. It's perfect for her. Yes, key. It's perfect for her. But, again, not cookie cutter for you. Mm-hmm. So we do assist people with that, and they're very appreciative of what we do, because most people, and I was in that category too. Remember, Jerry, a couple years ago, I was a corporate secretary, and mm-hmm. Larry helped me, and here I am. I went through the process myself, not understanding any of this. So I went to school and got my license, et cetera. So most people don't know where to begin when they call. I can feel it on the other end when I talk to them. They're very anxious and nervous, and they don't even know what to ask. I don't want to say don't even know, but what I mean is they have no idea where to start with this. And knowing how they personally feel, because I've been there, my job, I feel, is to ease through that tension, get rid of that tension, instill some trust and confidence by asking the client the right questions and then helping them gain direction as to what they need to do.
You know, thinking about this, there are so many major events in life that create apprehension. Marriage, home buying, and obviously Social Security, mm-hmm. and that transition mm-hmm. has got to be right up there.
Well, and we, you know, and there's death also that makes a, you know, changes the whole game plan for people as to their strategy. What they thought was going to be their strategy has now been turned upside down with all of those components. So, yes, we do help them with that. When people do want to enroll into Medicare, we do have online instructions for them to enroll, and we send this to them via email. But we have other people who are not savvy or don't have internet access, or, you know, just are totally confused and don't feel comfortable doing it themselves. Well, I always kid about not having a 5-year-old around, but it's true. Not everyone has that help, so that is our role, is to help these people through the process, through the transition. We help them with the enrollment face-to-face, and I do it often, so it's they're very appreciative of it. I'm comfortable with it, and my role is to ease the tension and help them through this.
I think when people are approaching that age bracket, shall we say, to be very nice, they don't even realize that there's a variety of different plans.
They do not. And even if they do know of plans, sometimes they only know of one kind of plan, or one of, you know, the supplement or the advantage. Not everyone explains both of those plans because of the comfort. You know, that they don't want to deal with this, or they don't want to deal with that, or that's just all that they show. I don't know what the reasons are, but we show both sides of it. We show the supplement and the advantage. We explain it. We've got a chart that we use. And if you came to our webinar or became part of our webinar, you would see that spreadsheet graph that we have explaining the differences. So we go through this very slow, very methodically, and we encourage the questions as we go along, because people will stop halfway through and say, Wait, how does that work? How can you offer such a program, you know, like, for instance, an Advantage plan would many times has a zero premium. How can you do that? We go through that whole process and explain it to them.
I think another source of confusion for people might be who they talk to, because if they're talking to an advisor who is just a one-pony show that deals only in supplements or only in Advantage, they're only going to get that half of the story.
Correct. So I will explain those two plans real briefly here while we're at it, as long as we're talking about this. So there is one particular Medicare plan, which is called a supplement. It's also referred to as Medigap. So if you hear those two, they are interchangeable. Supplement is a fully insured plan. So at age 65, Jerry, it costs about $2,000 per person. But you have...
That's per year.
Per year.
Not
correct.
Per month.
Oh, sorry. Per year. Yes. Thank you for that correction.
Well, I wasn't correcting. I was just explaining.
Oh, I thought maybe I misspoke. But yes, that is per year, $2,000 per year. And you have very little out-of-pocket expenses. So if you get sick or use any of the services, it's going to be very little out-of-pocket. But the other plan we talk about, and nine times out of ten, or the majority of the clients that we talk with, enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a pay-as-you-go plan. It's a plan that you pay co-pays for the services you use. For instance, if you see a specialist such as a dermatologist or someone like that, that specialist fee, and this is just an average amount, and this is very, very close to what most of the plans are talking about. A specialist would be $50, an emergency room would be $90, outpatient surgery for your knee or shoulder, or even certain cataract surgeries are $395. But the key is you do have a zero premium. So that's the big difference between those two. You have one that does have a premium. It's a fully insured policy, or you have a pay-as-you-go plan. So it just depends on each person, what their circumstances. Mm-hmm.
And your numbers are very accurate, because I saw a specialist this week. My co was $50. My wife had two cataract surgeries. Each one was $395.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And a lot of these plans, by the way, just speaking of the cataract surgery, include your glasses, your corrective glasses after the cataract surgery. So if people are fearful about going into Medicare because they want to stay on their good insurance at work, if they're still continuing, we do that Medicare analysis to make sure that they should or shouldn't come off the plan, by the way. But they worry about what these costs are going to be.
And well, they can be substantial.
They can be. They can be. But on these plans with Medicare, they have reduced the costs for people at a time when their earning capacity is diminished or very much dropped off from where they were. So I don't want people to be afraid. Fear is probably their worst enemy. So that's
you
why.
You sound like Franklin Roosevelt.
Well, it is. Well, thank you. Oh, I didn't think I had enough coffee, but apparently I did. But it's very important to talk to someone about that and eliminate those fears, because that's what's going to keep you, hold you back from going forward. And, you know, that's not a healthy thing either. So, Larry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, Larry always talks about this analogy about between the differences of an Advantage plan and a supplement plan. And you know Larry loves this story. He just loves this story. So
he has stories.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are like really good anchors, because when you hear those stories, you know, you remember them. Mm-hmm. And then when you try to explain it, or if it's explained to you and you have a story that goes with it, it really helps you understand what's going on with the explanation. So this is, this is a really good one though, to help explain about this supplement plan. So let's say you go to dinner and you're at the bar with your wife and some friends, and you've been there 20 minutes and everyone's starting to get hungry and they're kind of looking around. We should probably order. So the wait staff is called over. Now everyone's ready to order, but you're still looking at the menu because you really don't know what you want to have. So now they've all ordered and they're looking at you, waiting for you. So you better figure something out really quick. So what you decide to do, because you can't make a decision, is you order one of everything on the menu. Everything. Crazy. But because you can't make a single choice for an entree, that's what you're going to do. You order everything. So, all right, the food is being prepared. Now it's time to come to your table. The waitstaff brings you to your table. All the orders are sitting there, but there's a special table set up just for you, Jerry.
They'd need one.
That has everything on the table because you ordered one of everything. So you look at the table, and you're looking over all the entrees, and you see that one that really catches your eye. It's the salmon, and it has a special sauce over it. It's been broiled. It's bubbly and golden and beautiful, and, oh, you can smell it. You grab that one entree, and then you sit down and you eat it. In the meantime, all of the rest of the food, the entrees are still sitting there. Now, it doesn't matter if you eat them or not. You still have to pay for all of them. So would you ever do such a thing? Well, obviously not. But if you wouldn't do that, then why would you do this with your health care? So in other words, the analogy of choosing a supplement over an Advantage plan, we as advisors present both options and advise according to each client's individual situation. So should someone be on a supplement? Or should someone be an Advantage? It doesn't matter to us, but our goal is to educate and help them understand why they are choosing an Advantage plan over a supplement or vice versa. And I want them to feel comfortable with that decision. I don't want them second-guessing themselves. So the key for me is helping them understand why. Why am I choosing this plan over the other?
You know, the analogy is great, and it really makes it easy for people to understand the differences when they're going into Medicare. I mean, I was down that boat, down that river in that boat.
You're not alone.
And that's why I can say, you know, it's confusing if you don't know anything about it.
It is very confusing. These plans are not easy to understand. So again, you know, sometimes we have repeat meetings with people, appointments with people, because they want to make sure that they do understand what they're choosing. So Medicare Advantage plans really are for people who are healthy and are okay with a little more risk. Medicare supplement plans are for people who have health problems and people who worry or are fearful. But we present, like we've talked about, we present both plans. It doesn't matter to us which one they take. We just want to make sure they know why.
A little bit of risk analysis in there, and you got to make a decision.
You do. But then some people will choose a supplement plan because that's where their comfort level is, and that's fine. But then it comes to the point where that supplement plan, by the way, continues to go up every year. So at some point, which happened over the winter when we had open enrollment, I had two clients that were down in the Milwaukee area. They were in their 80s. They were healthy people. But they didn't know that they had a choice here because they were only shown the supplement plan. Their premiums together, both of them combined, was for 1 year, $9,000. Now, yikes. I will also want, yes, I mean, that's a lot of money for someone in that, you know, in that age level, for anybody actually. But, you know, they also were only on a few medications and they were tier ones. They were insignificant as far as cost. So they were becoming insurance poor and needed help. So after I made the presentation, they couldn't get away from that plan quick enough. In fact, I just ran into a very good friend of mine over the weekend, and she also was in that boat. She told me she was insurance poor, made the switch, and she was like so ecstatic of how much money she was saving.
I would imagine you run into that quite often where people are not fully informed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they've been on a plan for so long, such as a supplement
Complacency.
Well, and change is difficult. And the older we get, I can vouch for that. I mean, I'm 67. So, yeah, you like the comfort level where you're at. Change is difficult. So, you know, there are some, though, that it's not a matter of I don't feel comfortable, you know, changing. It comes down to I can't afford this anymore.
What I've heard from some older friends of ours is the Advantage plan, no premium. You can't get something for nothing. It can't work.
Well, it can work, and it does work.
And it does, because there is a premium. We're just not paying it.
Well, we are. Technically, for Part B, it's $148.50 a month, but that helps Medicare negotiate these prices with the providers.
Right.
They work with them, and there's some more money thrown into it with the Advantage plans to help those providers give us the breaks that they do. So it works very well.
And we're getting toward the end.
We are.
Got some quick summary of what you're going to
Boy, that went fast.
It did.
We didn't even get through everything we wanted to talk about. But
you'll be back.
But that's okay because there is so much involved here. So I do encourage people to check out our website because we cover Medicare, Social Security, Planning, Life and Health, Home and Auto. All those tabs are on there. Our webinar this Tuesday is at 3:30 and 6 o'clock. Either go online at GableINS.com or call our office at 921-7526.
And you could still participate even at this late date.
Yes. Okay. Yes, there are chat boxes. We answer the questions as we go, and so it's a great opportunity for people to learn a little something about these topics.
You know, we talk about this for about 20 minutes. You get just the rough basics. You need to call. You need to get specifics to your situation.
Correct. Again, it's not a cookie cutter policy for one fits all. It's not that. So I encourage people, again, check out our website. Give us a call. We're here to help and serve.
All righty, Kathy Steffes, thank you so much. Always interesting, always informative, and always makes people want to call.
Yes, thank you.
See you down the road, and we'll be back next Saturday with another edition of Insurance Smart. KFIZ News Time, 8 o'clock. News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac, 35 degrees. Good morning.
More clashes between police and angry crowds. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox News. A riot was declared.